I'll say it again. Jesus is that living word. And the only place I want to reiterate, I want to emphasize, this word of God will only become real to you. Jesus will only become real once you receive him in your heart. He's not a mind God. He's not a flesh God. He's a spirit. And your heart is your spirit. And once you put that word in your heart will work. And your mouth, what you have to do is hook your tongue up to your heart. So you can speak out of your head and you can speak out of your heart. Faith in your heart will work with doubt in your head. I'm going to say that again. Faith in your heart will work with doubt in your head. And when you learn how to hook your tongue up in pressure time, when pressure come against you, certain things show up. And instead of panicking, instead of fainting, instead of caving in, you look on the inside. And you speak out of your heart to that thing and tell it what to do. And your head may be having a problem. It'll still work. Because faith in your heart will work with doubt in your head. Did you hear what I said? So he said, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. And now you say, how is that? I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. Now, let me read it to you. So you can see how it'll work, what he did. And this is so marvelous. This is so good and so powerful. And all we could get this inside of us. Listen to prayer Jesus prayed. Listen to the prayer Jesus prayed. And this prayer is found in John Gospel chapter 17 and verse 21. And let me just do verse 20. Start at verse 20. He said, neither pray I for these alone. So he was praying. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Also for them also which shall believe on me through their word. For them also which shall believe on me through their word. That they all may be one. That they all may be one. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. That they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, I in thee. That they may be one in us. Which tells us, if I'm one with the Lord and I've been made the righteousness of God and God see me as his son and I'm a joint heir with Jesus, I'm in the same family of God and we are the body of Christ, that means I have a right to speak God's word. And to the enemy, and that word will work in my mouth coming out of my heart, just like it'll work coming out of God's mouth, because it's his word. You can't separate God from his word, can you? In the beginning was the word with God, and the word was God. John 1:1. So, we speak this word. And this is what the enemy don't want you to learn, don't want you to get a revelation of. You get full of the word. Listen to these words I'm about to speak. You get your heart filled with the word. You're full of the word. That means you're full of God. You become Satan's biggest and dangerous threat. You're the most dangerous thing to Satan on planet Earth. That's why he fights so hard to keep you from getting into the right place where you can receive and learn and be a partaker of the things of God. He don't mind you being religious. He don't mind you quoting a few scriptures, just as long as you don't believe them and put them into practice. You can quote them. But when you begin to put them into action, begin to walk in the light of them, begin to do what the Word says and be what the Word says you are and walk in the light of it, and you're full of it, you are the most dangerous thing to the devil on planet Earth. And that's why he fights. He uses every kind of scheme, every kind of deception he can come up with to keep you away from this Word and keep you from filling your heart with it, and it becomes a revelation to you. You notice my wife read at the beginning this prayer Paul prayed, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him. So that's what he don't want you to do. But Paul prayed, the Holy Spirit gave that to him so we could get that Word on the inside of us. So we'll know who we are. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you'll know what it means to be in Christ. I'm one with the Lord, that I'm his voice. When I speak, his power is released. I don't think that, I know it. And I stand firm and not move by circumstance. Out of all the persecution Paul went through, what was his testimony at the end? I mean, he was stoned, he was beaten, he was left for dead, he was shipwrecked, he was hungry, he was cold, he was snake bitten. All kind of stuff happened to this man. What was his testimony at the end of his life? I fought what? A good fight. I fought what kind of fight? A good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. I finished my course. What that says, Satan couldn't stop it. Is Paul any different from you? Did Paul have one God and you have another? Is Jesus just as real for you, to you, as he was to Paul? Did he die for Paul and didn't die for you? Did he give Paul grace and you didn't get it? You didn't get it? No, you know better than that. Satan wants to bring all kind of confusion, but I want to focus on this Word, because he's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the keeper. He's the provider. He defeated your enemy. Satan has never risen to victory, but he's here on this earth to try to work all the havoc he can against you with doubt and unbelief, with things that the world he operates, that he's Lord of. Try to not to make you become natural-minded, flesh-minded, evil-minded, crooked-minded, and not give your heart to Jesus and renew your mind and keep your flesh under. He does all this stuff. But I come to tell you, you hold fast. I am a new creature. I am a son of God. I am the Redeemer of the Lord. I do have the life of God in me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I shall not be moved. I do walk in divine health. I'm like a tree planted by the river of water. I shall not be moved. I don't care what come against me. I shall not be moved. I'm anchored. I know who my anchor, I know where my anchor holds to. I know who I'm anchored to. Hallelujah. Glory to God.